This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he's not looking for war with Iran and willing to negotiate with its leaders without preconditions. But he added that under no circumstances can the Islamic Republic be allowed to mass a nuclear weapons arsenal. Trump told NBC's Meet the Press show on Sunday that if the U.S. went to war with Iran, it would be obliteration like people have never seen before. But he said he's not interested in doing that. He said the Iranian people could live in what he called a shattered economy for a long time. Trump's comments, typed Friday, were aired after Saturday's announcement that he plans to impose major new sanctions on Iran on Monday. Meanwhile, cybersecurity firms say Iran has increased its offensive cyber attacks against the United States as tensions have grown between the two nations, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Iran has long targeted the U.S. oil and gas sectors and other critical infrastructure. But those efforts dropped significantly after the signing of the Iran nuclear agreement known as the JCPOA. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in May of last year, and since then, cyber experts say they've seen an increase in Iranian hacking efforts. Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say those have taken the form of spear phishing attacks in the past several weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and, again, the oil and gas sectors. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mauritania's ruling party candidate Mohamed Ould Ghazouani has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election. UPR candidate and former defense minister Ghazouani won 51% of the vote. He promises to transform national industries to create more jobs around the country's natural resources. He says he plans to meet regularly with members of the opposition parties, represented in parliament if elected president. You're listening to VOA News. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. Opening his address, he said we need to get Brexit done and be prepared to leave the European Union without a withdrawal deal in place.
I've tried to give my answer pretty exhaustively. I think what people want to know is whether I have the determination and the courage to deliver on the commitments that I'm making, and it will need a lot of grit right now.
Johnson's opponent is the current Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt. He says he's prepared to do the same thing, but in the right way.
Send the right person, and there's a deal to be done. Send that right person, and we can do what we all need to do, which is to come back with something positive for our country.
Johnson is the runaway favorite of Tory lawmakers to take the party leadership and replace Theresa May as prime minister. Ethiopia's military chief has been shot to death by his bodyguard amid a failed coup attempt. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed made that announcement on Sunday. The abortive coup took place Saturday in the Amhara region and was led by a high-ranking military officer and others in the armed forces. The prime minister addressed the nation on state TV at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. He was wearing military fatigues. A spokesman for the prime minister said the soldiers attacked a building where a meeting of regional officials was taking place. He said the regional governor and an advisor were killed while the attorney general was wounded. Not long after, the chief of the army was assassinated in his home in Addis Ababa, and a retired army general visiting him was also killed. The spokesman said there was a link between the two attacks. The death toll in a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17, with 24 injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building, which was under construction. Survivors have said at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from the United States president and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of the North Korean leader holding a letter, apparently from President Trump, with White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. No other details available on the content. And thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, under a heavy police presence. On Sunday, they marched in the center of the capital while waving rainbow and Ukrainian flags. Organizers said about 8,000 people took part in the event, including some Western diplomats. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.